You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
MLive is doing something really interesting. Channel 7 did something similar, but this one's different. Similar, but different. MLive is trying to put together the definitive list of the state of Michigan's best waterfront restaurants. So these are restaurants on the water. Now, I always like these topics in the summertime because I feel like it's the take a penny, leave a penny cup. You share your knowledge with the audience, but you can also take something away that you go, hey, I might want to do that the rest of the summer, right?
Sure.
So I always like doing these topics. But they write that the search is on. They've had some pretty passionate pleas from readers all over the state, and they've received more than 120 nominees. What is the state's best waterfront restaurant? So share your favorite place, but also maybe get a new one to add to the list that you must go to. I'm going to give you one right out of the gate, Gator, that I know you're familiar with.
Okay.
Not Just a Bar in Harbor Springs.
That's a great place.
Yep. It's right there in downtown Harbor Springs. It's
a great location.
Yep. I very much like sitting on their patio. They have a really good Bloody Mary.
the birds come right up to you if you're sitting outside. They're not afraid to come right up to you.
I haven't had that issue there. There are birds there, but yeah, I haven't had the issue with them being too much.
Last year, I was there with my parents, and they were nonstop. They just kept coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
Too much?
Maybe a little too much.
Okay.
A little middle of much. But no, it's a fun place to go to. For me, I'll stick up north, and there is a, and I don't know if you probably haven't been to this place because it's more known for steak, but the Douglas Lake, what is it called? The Douglas Lake Bar or Douglas Lake Restaurant, right on Douglas Lake. It's over by, what's the golf course we love to go to?
True North.
Not the other one.
Hidden River.
Hidden River. It's right by, it's by Hidden River. It's a little bit further east and a little bit further north. But I remember going there for my buddy's bachelor party years ago. And like, where are we going? We're in the middle of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, here's this restaurant that appears out of nowhere on a smaller lake out there. And one of the best steaks I've ever had in my life. It was amazing.
The Douglas Lake Bar and Steakhouse.
There it is.
Is, I'm sure, what you're thinking of. And I'm just looking it up online. And yep, you described it aptly as far as where it's located.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you are nowhere. It's like
basically get to Pelston, go right,
yeah.
Drive for a while, you'll hit it.
You're like, I don't know, 10 miles east of 31, I guess.
Is it 10 miles? Is
that something like that. Yeah. 10, 15, something like that.
248-539-9797, plus your ticket text at 97136. What is your favorite waterfront restaurant / bar in the state of Michigan? Kang, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to go with Joe Muir in the Rensen Seafood.
That's kind of a great location.
Right there. Yeah,
what a great
location. You know,
elevated.
Yep. Downtown, you know, so I think, I don't know if it's on the list or not, but I feel like it won't be because you're looking at places like along the lake, you know, maybe west side up north, whatever. But
I bet you that's on the list.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, because first of all, Joe Muir is a really nice restaurant. It's there on the Detroit River, part of the Rensen. I absolutely would think it's on the list.
They had over 120 nominees, and I'm rolling through here, and it's...
I think people forget that the Rensen is on the water. You know what I mean? Like, no, seriously, it's crazy as it sounds.
It's one of my favorite things to do is once the summer gets going here, we do the broadcast from Comerica Park, sometimes just to leave the game early, drive straight down to the riverfront, park my car, and walk up the riverfront. I love it.
They have voting going on by region, and Joe Muir did make it. Let me see if our favorite made it there. Our favorites up north, eastern lower peninsula, western northern lower peninsula. That would be what I'm looking for.
Sure.
Yes. You got Douglas Lake. Is that what you said? Douglas
yep.
Lake Bar and Steakhouse. Pelston made it. Not Just a Bar made it as well.
Did the Weather Vane make it in Charlevoix?
Oh, it's a great one. Weather Vane Terrace Inn and Suites in Charlevoix. If the Weather Vane, here's the thing about the Weather Vane, downtown Charlevoix, right by the drawbridge. Every half an hour, that bridge goes up and all the boats come through, and you can sit on that deck and just kill hours.
Took my mom for a birthday there a few years ago.
Did you?
Yeah. It's her favorite. I think it's one of her favorite places to go up there.
The wedding I went to this weekend, mm-hmm. they were spending a bunch of days in Charlevoix, and I'm like, are you familiar with Charlevoix? And I'm like, nope. Check out the Weather Vane. You can sit there forever. And I got a text from my guy who said, wife loved it. Great call.
Awesome. Yep.
I think it's a move that got him closer too. That and probably getting married and going on his honeymoon.
Yeah, that'll help.
Let's get to some of your calls and ticket texts and tweets at DougAndGator971. Let's go to Brandon in Wall Lake. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Brandon.
I just wanted to say that East Tawas has a nice bar that overlooks the bay. I forget what it's called. I haven't been there in like a year, but
East Tawas. Well, I'm gonna have to look
Tawas
it up.
Bay up north.
Yeah, and what's special about the place?
It was a place that my mother and family that we used to go there to stay there for the weekend and whatnot. And I went back there last year after my mother passed and went visiting that place.
Well, there's a whole bunch of places on the water. First one I saw is Bikini's Beach Bar. Is it Bikini's Beach Bar?
It might be it, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. 248-539-9797. What's the best waterfront restaurant in the state of Michigan? The vote ongoing on MLive. Ticket text 97136. Tweets at DougAndGator971. All right. Lots of feedback here. Shall we read some, Gator?
Let's.
These are the nominations that people are giving us. It's the take a penny, leave a penny topic. So you can maybe take some of these ideas and run with them. And share what you think is, in your opinion, the best.
Well, this time of the year, you got to love the outdoor restaurant.
Oh,
on a waterfront, it's fantastic.
I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite things to do in this job is when we get to the summer and maybe some things slow down and we start talking about things to do in the state of Michigan in the summer. I love it. I absolutely love talking about this stuff.
I mean, water just adds a whole new element, you know, just different. Like I, a couple years ago, got invited to play out at Pine Lake Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, went and had a bite to eat and a drink. And it's across the golf course, but it's right on the lake. The course isn't on the lake, but the restaurant and the club was. So it's just sitting out there. I'm like, this is amazing. It's one of the few clubs that is on the waterfront. It just changes everything. Makes it better.
So we're asking you, what's the best waterfront restaurant in the state of Michigan? This based on an MLive poll that they're doing. And they're, I don't know if they said when they were going to name what their top spots were. There's 8 regional polls. You have until Friday, June 10th to vote. So Friday, June 10th. What is today?
Well, today is June 12th.
Yeah. All right. So today is a Wednesday.
And so it's... they got it. Got everything wrong.
Yeah, they do. Anyway, you can vote on the MLive website as they narrow this list down to the best waterfront restaurants. Here we go. Apache Trout Grill in Traverse City. Amazing food and scenery. It's from Kyle in Brighton. You ever been there or heard of it?
I haven't spent enough time in Traverse City to know really anything of the lay of the land there other than stay at the resort. Mm-hmm. But going to like downtown Traverse City, the only time I did that was when we were there with the on the trip a few years ago, and I couldn't tell you where we were at. I know we were at a couple of different bars, but I don't recall them being on the waterfront.
Deadline is Friday, June 14th. Here on, I'm looking at another story. Best waterfront restaurant in Michigan is Boatworks Waterfront in Holland. Absolutely phenomenal. That's from Joey K.
West side of the state.
Been to Holland once. Loved it.
Everybody loves Holland.
Yep. Joe Muir in the Rensen in Detroit. Beautiful views, pricey, but totally worth it. That's from Chris and Jenna from Armada. Bumpers in Harrison Township. Fun place on the Clinton River.
Out there on the east side.
Derek from Madison Heights says, best waterfront restaurant, Legs Inn, Indian Village, best Polish food in Michigan.
Never been there.
I don't like it.
Oh, wow. Duck.
Well, there's a couple things. One is the Polish food is a lot of food that I don't eat.
Well, fair enough. It's a lot of sausage going on.
Two is I almost got in a fight there at Legs Inn.
What do you mean you almost got in a fight?
I mean, I almost got in a fight.
Why?
I've told this story on the air before, haven't I?
You were at a bar? Yeah.
Okay. Golf trip. We go up there. It's, you know, after midnight, and I'm playing.
Playing
pool, and we're a few beers in, and the guy comes up to me and says, do you remember what he said?
No, I don't remember.
We don't like your kind here. And do you remember what I said?
I don't, but I remember it being good, though.
I said, educated? We left shortly thereafter.
Were they bigger than you?
No, but there were more of them there were of us. There were four of us, and it was really...
It was uncomfortable.
Yes,
huh?
And we were wondering what that meant.
They don't like that. They don't like people from out of town. No,
I guess
you clearly weren't from there.
Oh, that's true.
Were you still wearing your golf shirt?
I don't remember what I was wearing.
Did you have your hat on backwards?
I don't remember that either. The Inn at Bay Harbor. The food was good, but overpriced. But the views are amazing. The Pier Bar in Harbor Springs. The Inn at Bay Harbor is great. This is kind of a formal. A little bit more of a formal place.
But all the views there. I mean, no matter where you're at, it's amazing.
Silver Beach Pizza in St. Joseph's, Michigan. That's from Mark. Can't say I've been there. Vince, the Island Grill in Fairhaven. Great view, great atmosphere. You know where Fairhaven is?
I don't.
I don't either. Quick Google search, I suppose, which would let us know. But next one, the River Crab on the St. Clair River in St. Clair. That's from JJ. The Landing on Lake Charlevoix, just outside of Charlevoix. Everything in Charlevoix is great.
Fairhaven is over by Anchor Bay.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I've been to the Landing. I know I've been to multiple places in Charlevoix. I'm not sure which one the Landing is, but the Lake Inn on Lake Nepissing in the Lapeer area. It's from DJ and Armada. Lake Nepissing? Isn't that a road that runs right through the middle of Lapeer? I remember that from the Lapeer Gus Macker days. Love the Lapeer Gus Macker.
I'm just trying to see what you're seeing. A river or a...
What? Which one are we talking about?
The Lapeer thing?
The Lake Inn on Lake Nepissing in the Lapeer area.
So you have to find out where the heck Lake Nepissing is.
Yeah. Great Lake Bar on Lake Charlevoix is the Landing Bar next to the Ironton Ferry. Okay. Going to the UP for a long weekend. Any waterfront places up there I need to check out? I have not been to the UP since I was a kid. I threatened to go there on... No, it's not true. I've driven through the UP like to go up through Sault Ste. Marie, but I have never gone to the bridge and turned left. The only place I know of in the UP, if you consider Mackinac Island UP, the Pink Pony in downtown Mackinac Island, right there, the Pink Pony was great. That came with Jansen's recommendation. And the other place was Clyde's, but that's not waterfront. But Clyde's also came with Jansen's recommendation for the greasiest of greasy foods.
Okay.
Clyde's, which is, I think that is over the bridge and turn left. Going to the UP for... Oh, I just read that one. Sorry. Anybody who's gone to UP restaurants, let my man know. Boathouse Restaurant in Traverse City. That's from...
Another one for the Boathouse.
Carl. The Cove.
Carl!
The Cove in Leland, Michigan, west of Traverse City. We've been eating here for 20 years. Always fantastic food. It's from Jeff in Utica. Hey, fellas. It's a matter of taste in Commerce Township. Great location. Food's outstanding. Sliding glass wall. Opens to the lake. Started as a carryout. Sliding glass wall is outstanding.
It's a great restaurant too, and that's out on which lake is it? That's Union Lake.
Legs Inn on Lake Michigan, absolutely awesome views. Great Polish food. Yeah, I know. I know everybody loves it, but me.
Well, it's because the fair is not. I mean, it's like
it's
saying
not my thing, right?
Let's go to Nathan's Hot Dogs. You're like, great, we're going to Nathan's Hot Dogs. You know, I don't know why I came up with Nathan's Hot Dogs. It was just somewhere meat.
Someplace, well. Red meat, but yes, meat. You guys love that. Doug doesn't eat meat.
He doesn't.
I eat chicken, turkey, and fish. From Pat and Royal Oak, the Dockside on Torch Lake is the best lakefront restaurant in Michigan. I'm headed to Shanty Creek next week, and we'll be there. We went to the Dockside one night on one of our golf trips, and the way I remember is we sat down around 4 in the afternoon, and 8.5 hours later, we left.
You're outside. It's nice
it
out.
It was. And then it got a little chilly at night. So we were like, you want to just take off? Or, let's get going. Or you could just go inside.
Right. And one of those
4 hours later.
Gorgeous lakes in the country.
That place is great.
Torch Lake's amazing.
Honestly,
Torch Lake, Crystal Lake, and both of those lakes.
Valenti doesn't get it at all. I'm like, Mike, I don't get the up north thing, guys. And I think he did Torch Lake.
I think he may have.
Bobby Max in Augonaut. Great food, great views. Smaller place, but delicious. That's from Brian in New Baltimore. Rooster Tail. My school held our prom there.
Right on the riverfront.
Your prom? Is it the Rooster Tail?
That's something, huh?
That's kind of awesome. Respect. Much respect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.